Clyde McBride may have never imagined he'd be teaching his students about Native American traditions in his high school agriculture classes. However, the intertwining of cultures has led him to oversee one of the most successful vet science programs in the nation. His unique curriculum is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
When Clyde McBride became the agriculture teacher at Monument Valley High School in Kayenta, Arizona, he quickly noticed a need in the community.
One thing that I found when I came up here in 1990, our nearest vet is over 2 hours away, and everybody has livestock. I was always getting calls, can you help me with this? Can you help me with this?
He introduced a vet science curriculum into his high school classes. Students began to flock to his ag room. But it wasn't as simple as just teaching traditional animal science.
There's a lot of differences between the old traditional way and the modern way of livestock management. That's the one thing I know as a teacher, that I have to make sure and honor that tradition, but try to incorporate modern management practices into it.
Clyde, who is not a Native American, says he's learned to incorporate Navajo traditions into his classes.
For example, you know, you castrate a horse, you know, mark the hooves with the blood, you put the blood in the nose, and they have their belief on it. It amazes the kids when we put a horse down to castrate. I said, okay, who wants to mark it? And so a lot of the kids are like, what do you mean? And so I'll go and I'll mark the hooves and I'll tell them the story on it.
He says those students often go home and ask their parents and grandparents about the traditions, helping to form a bridge with modern practices. Recently, a student demonstrated this to a group of visitors in his class.
He lifts up the hoof and, you know, where the frog makes its pattern, it looks like an arrowhead. And so that is one reason why the horse is so sacred to the Navajo people, is the arrowhead is inlaid in all 4 feet.
More next time as we travel the countryside. In Kayenta, Arizona, I'm Andrew McRae.